Hello, this is Bernhard Karas with another Be Your Own Manager career podcast for classical musicians. I hope you have been well, and I hope you have enjoyed the last couple of podcasts. Today, we are speaking about ghosting. No, we are not going into the dating world. We are sticking with the professional world, at least for now. I hope you enjoy this podcast. Please share it with others, and if you like it, also, let me know and let me have any feedback or so. You can contact me via hellostage.com. There's a contact form. I'm always looking forward to hearing from you. So, let's get into it. Before I really start, I make a little shout out for myself and that podcast. I'm glad that you're listening to that podcast and I hope you like it. If you really like it and want to support it, you can do so now. I've just started a Patreon page and there are different tiers on how you actually can support it. Why do you want to support it? Well, actually there goes quite a lot of time and also some money into that podcast and in making that podcast. And if you find it useful, it is very appreciated if you support it. But also there are different tiers out there in supporting that podcast, and there are online sessions, for example, with me on your career in bigger or smaller groups. You can even have your monthly individual coaching on that. All that and more information on my Patreon page. That's patreon.com/Bernhard Karas. And if you don't want to support it, that's absolutely fine too. I hope you enjoy it and that you like listening to it. Thank you so much. Following last week's podcast about reselling, I had an interesting discussion with some of my listeners. They asked me about ghosting. Well, I knew the term ghosting from dating and from everything you read about online dating and so on. If you don't know what ghosting is, it is very simply explained. Ghosting is if you start a conversation with anybody, mostly online, and you even might meet that person, and online you chat, you exchange messages, you sometimes call. And ghosting is if this other person suddenly goes completely silent. This person doesn't answer your messages anymore, it doesn't answer your calls anymore, it's just silent. That's called ghosting. In earlier times, we at least tried to say people or tell people that we do not really want to see them, and we did that as politely as possible. Today, people just don't do that. They do ghosting. Well, you wonder what that might have to do with a podcast on career issues for classical musicians. Yep. And it ties back to actually last week's podcast about reselling. I told you last week that it is really important to focus on reselling, not only on selling new gigs. This means that you have significantly higher success rates if you actually focus on contacts you have already established, where you have already performed. It is significantly easier to convince them to have another concert with you or your ensemble than going out there and finding somebody new. Well, the issue there is actually that when you talk about people and people about reselling and so on, you realize very quickly that many musicians actually ghost the people they have worked with. And yes, you don't do it intentionally, I know that. But it still might be received as that. So just imagine a conductor who has done a concerto with you and you had a couple of great rehearsals. It worked really well. The concert went well. Everything was fine. And yes, you might have actually hopefully sent him or her a message to say, thank you, it was great working with you. And then that was that. The same thing might happen actually to a promoter who presented you in the little festival they are organizing. And again, you might have said thank you, but then silence. So just put yourself a bit in the shoes of that person, of that conductor, of that promoter. How does it feel that you had a great experience with a musician, with an artist, and you thought, wow, that concert, that evening, that event really went well, and you don't ever hear from them again? You wonder actually how they felt coming to your house, to your festival, to your orchestra. How they felt about working with you. They might just feel ghosted. So, my task for today, or actually your task for that week, is to unghost a couple of people. So get out the Ghostbusters. And the thing you do is very easy. Look in your diary, and I hope you have written down where you have actually performed and with whom. Look at your schedule over the last 3 years and pick out randomly three contacts there. A conductor, a presenter, anyone you've worked with. Might be an orchestra manager, an opera house director, a casting director, or whoever. Pick out three people, and no, you don't message them. No. You actually give them a call. You pick up the phone, you give them a call, you say, hey, it has been a long time since we actually spoke, and I just wanted to see how you are. And I wanted to update you a bit about what I'm doing. Just a friendly call. So, I hope you promise me that you do three calls in the next week. Please also let me know the feedback you have from these calls, because that's good to learn from me and for others. And in case any of you actually didn't save the phone numbers of the people whom you worked with, well, then it's really time to get your contacts in order. You have to have the email addresses, probably the Facebook contacts or the LinkedIn contacts, and also their phone number from the people you've worked with. And you need to give them your phone number, your email address, your web page. This is just standard practice. If you make contact with any person, you exchange your contact details. So get to it, and if you don't have business cards yet, it's time to actually print them. But you even can message that. And if you don't know the phone numbers of these people you wanted to call, then go on the internet and you probably will find them. So I'm looking forward to hearing a couple of success stories in the next week or so. Please do reach out to me. You might have already heard about the Progressive Classical Music Award. Wow, what a name. Well, this is an award for composers to write violin duos. And actually, you really need to listen to that, because if you are a composer or if you know a composer, this is an amazing opportunity. There is 11,000 euros in the kitty for the finalists of that award. But I don't want to tell you any more about that, because I have one of the inventors of that award live here in that podcast. Marie-Louise Dingler, whom you might remember from a podcast a couple of months ago when she was telling us about selling, and I had an interview with her, is telling us all about the Progressive Classical Music Award. Marie-Louise is one half of the Twiolins. She plays in that violin duo together with her brother Christoph. And now, without further ado, I'll hand over to Marie-Louise Dingler.
Dear composers, we want you. We officially announced the 4th Progressive Classical Music Award and ask you to take part. We have 11,000 euros in total as prize money. The first prize is 5,000 euros, the second prize is 3,000, and so on. And we have 6 prizes overall. And we have an awesome jury. Julian Rachlin, Alexei Igudesman, and Benedict Bradan. 3 violinists with a stunning career, experts in violin music, and they all have a composer's background. All you have to do is to compose a piece for 2 violins, which is 5 minutes long. Maybe you ask yourself, What progressive classical music means? Well, this is your own choice. Yes, you heard right. You are completely free in your musical taste. Compose in your own style, or you combine elements of jazz, pop, classical, or newer classical music, or something else. Your only target is to delight the audience. Because at the end, the audience at the final concert decides who wins. If you are curious now, go to our website www.pcm-award.com and find all the information about it. Or go to Facebook and follow us there. You know, facebook.com/progressive-classical-music-award. We are happy to receive your submissions.
1st of March is approaching, and as you might know, I give away 3 free coaching sessions every month. You need to be the first one to sign up, and then I'll get in contact with you. How you can do that is actually very easy. You go to hellostage.com and go to our store, and there you'll find a coaching session with me. And if there are still slots available, you can actually book your coaching session there for the month of March. By the way, these coaching sessions can not only be done online, which is always easy, and we can do that from anywhere in the world, but also actually in person. And we can do that in March in 3 big cities. We can do it in New York from March 3rd to March 9th. We can do it in Vienna, and we can do it in the middle of March in Paris. So sign up, and if you're out there and need anything, just let me know. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed that podcast, and I hope you stopped ghosting all those people in private life, please, too, as well as in professional life. If you like the podcast, please share it with others. You can also support it by going to patreon.com/BernhardKaris. If you have any questions or so, do not hesitate to reach out to me. It's always a pleasure to hear from you and to speak with you. Thanks so much, and till next week, which will actually come from New York. Thank you, and bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.